All right, everyone, buckle up because today we're diving into something super important. Relationships. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, another relationship podcast, hear me out. We're not talking about cheesy rom-coms or dating tips here. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty with some seriously powerful tools straight from the ancient Stoics thinkers who knew a thing or two about navigating life's complexities, including those messy things called relationships. You know that feeling when your bestie is going through something rough? Or when you're dealing with a family member who always seems to push your buttons? Well, get ready because today's gonna give you some serious game-changing strategies to build healthier, happier, and more resilient connections with the people in your life. Let's start with this. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about understanding them, managing them effectively, and responding in a way that benefits everyone involved. Think of it like this. Emotions are like those waves crashing on the shore. They are powerful, they can be overwhelming, but if you learn to surf those waves instead of getting swept away by them, you can actually ride them with grace and even enjoy the journey. First up, we've got virtue as your guiding compass. The Stoics believed that living a virtuous life, being honest, courageous, just, and wise is the key to true happiness, both for yourself and your relationships. It's about striving to be the best version of yourself, not because you want external validation, but because it's the right thing to do. And let me tell you, people are drawn to that authenticity like moths to a flame. Next, practice empathy like it's your superpower. Imagine stepping into another person's shoes and seeing the world from their perspective. That's what Stoicism encourages, truly understanding where others are coming from, even if you don't agree with them. It's about listening actively, asking questions, and showing genuine care for their thoughts and feelings. Trust me, this can work wonders in diffusing conflict and building stronger connections. Now, let's talk about setting healthy boundaries. This one is crucial, folks. Stoicism reminds us that we have a responsibility to protect our own well-being, both physical and emotional. That means saying no when you need to, communicating your needs clearly, and not letting anyone walk all over you. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's about creating space for healthy and respectful relationships. Here's another powerful tool. Focus on what you can control. We can't control other people's actions or words, but we can control our own reactions. When someone says something hurtful or does something annoying, don't let it derail your day. Take a deep breath. Remember the Stoic principle of amor fati, loving your fate, and choose how you want to respond. Choose wisely. And finally, cultivate gratitude. Taking time to appreciate the good things in your relationships, even the little things, can make a world of difference. Expressing your thanks, showing affection, and celebrating victories together can strengthen your bonds and create a more positive and fulfilling experience for everyone involved. Ever felt like you're stuck in a frustrating cycle with a loved one? Maybe they always say hurtful things or they just don't seem to listen to you. I get it, I've been there. Remember that time when my brother borrowed my favorite jacket without asking and returned it covered in coffee stains? Talk about frustration overload. But here's the thing. Instead of letting anger take over, I decided to channel my inner Stoic. I took a deep breath, reminded myself that I couldn't control his actions, but I could control how I responded. So, I calmly talked to him about it, explained how important my jacket was to me, and set some clear boundaries for the future. It wasn't easy at first, but over time, it actually strengthened our relationship because we learned to communicate more effectively and respect each other's boundaries. So, there you have it. 5 powerful Stoic principles to help you build healthier and happier relationships. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about constantly striving to be better, to understand yourself and others deeper, and to create connections that truly enrich your life. And remember, you've got this. Ready to put these tools into action? Share your thoughts with me on social media. I want to hear how you're applying Stoicism to your relationships. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of wisdom and inspiration to help you navigate the ups and downs of modern life. See you tomorrow for another insightful episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.